Namaste and welcome to Vedanta, the River of Wisdom podcast, a podcast that brings to you the ancient flowing tradition of wisdom that reveals you are pure being having a human experience. I am Swamini B, a Vedanta teacher and a Hindu monk, and your guide by the side. Let us flow, you and I, on the banks of the river of wisdom.
Sri Rama Bhujanga Prayata Stotram is a remarkable set of 29 devotional verses dedicated to Bhagwan Sri Rama, composed by Jagat Guru Adi Shankaracharya. The Stotram refers to the unchanging nature of Sri Rama, that is Brahman, the limitless being. Sri Rama as Bhagavan and Sri Rama as a relational, deeply loved and revered being of Dharma. Adi Shankaracharya teaches us that our journey of bhakti is complete only if we glide from Ekarupa Bhakti to Anekarupa Bhakti to Arupa Bhakti. Ekarupa Bhakti is the love and devotion we experience when we hear of and revel in the glories of that particular manifestation of Bhagavan. As an avatara, Sri Rama was in the form of a human being engaging with the world and its forms. We could get stuck here if we believe that the form is still different from the world. Anekarupa Bhakti is the love and devotion we experience when we appreciate that this entire world is a manifestation of Bhagavan. Our love for Sri Rama extends to all forms and is not limited to only the avatara. Most importantly, we see Dharma as a manifestation of Bhagavan and experience the joy of being in harmony with the world when we uphold truthfulness, compassion, justice, hard work, discipline, learning, etc. When we inquire into the nature of the changing world, including our body-mind, we are led to Arupa Bhakti. Arupa Bhakti is the love and fullness that we experience in knowing the unchanging nature of Bhagavan as the same as oneself. So Arupa Bhakti is equivalent to Jnanam or knowledge. Our journey of Bhakti with Jnanam is complete. To make verses rhythmic and easy to remember, Stotrams are composed in different Chandas or meters. We're probably familiar with the Anushtup Chandas or meter of the Bhagavad Gita. Here, Bhujanga means a snake which moves smoothly. The meter is called Bhujanga Prayata meter or Chandas, which is another type of meter that has four Yaganas in a pada or a quarter of each verse. A Yagana is a short syllable followed by two long syllables in that order. All quarters are similar in structure. We chant the Sri Rama Bhujanga Prayata Stotram and dwell on its sublime meaning. Vishuddham Param Sachidananda Rupam Gunadharam Adharahinam Varenyam Mahantam Vibhantam Guhantam Gunantam Sukhantam Swayam Dhamaramam Prapadye. I worship that Rama who is ever pure, Vishuddham, who is existence and fullness, Satchidananda Rupam, who is the support of Gunas, Gunadharam, and himself does not have any support, Adharahinam, who is the greatest, Mahantam, who cannot be divided, Vibhantam, who is the end within himself, Gunantam, who has countless gunas, who is the ultimate pleasure, Sukhantam, and who himself is the abode, Dhamma. Shivam Nityamekam Vibhum Tarakakhyam Sukhakaramakara Shunyam Sumanyam Mahesham Kalesham Suresham Paresham Naresham Nirisham Mahesham Prapadye. I worship that Rama who is the Lord of this earth, who is eternal, Nityam, who is always one, Ekam, an all-pervasive Vibhum, who is the way to cross the ocean of life, Tarakakhyam, who is in the form of Sukha itself, Sukhakaram, and yet Akara Shunyam, who does not have any form, Sumanyam, who is well-respected, who is the greatest god, Mahesham, who is the god of all arts, Kalesham, who is the lord of devas, Suresham, who is the lord of the ultimate, Paresham, who is the lord of humans, Naresham, and yet the one who does not have any lord, Nirisham, I worship that Rama. Yada varnayat karnamulenta kale Shivo rama rameti rameti kashyam Tadekam param taraka brahma rupam Bhajeham 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 bhajeham. When it is said that at the time of death in Kashi, Lord Shiva whispers in the ear, Rama, 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 to that one ultimate form of Taraka Brahma Rupam, Bhajeham, Bhajeham, I worship you, I worship you. Maharatna Pithe Shubhe Kalpa Mule Sukhasina Maditya Koti Prakasham Sada Janaki Lakshmanopetamekam Sada Ramachandram Bhajeham Bhajeham. I always worship and worship that Ramachandra who sits on the bejeweled throne, Maharatna Pithe, Shubhe Kalpamule, below the wish-giving tree, sitting comfortably, Sukhasinam, with the luster of billions of suns, Aditya Koti Prakasham, always served by Sita and Lakshmana. Sada Janaki Lakshmano Petamekam. Kvanatratna Manjira Padara Vindam Lasan Mekhala Charupitambaradhyam. Maharatna haro lasat kaustubhangam nadachanchari manjari lolamalam. I worship that Ramachandra whose lotus feet are adorned by jingling anklets. Kvanad ratna manjira padara vindam, who adorns himself with red silk tied by a golden belt, who wears garlands of great gems and kaustubha, and also flower garlands attracted by bees. Lasachandrikasme rashonadharabham samudyat patangendukoti prakasham Namad Brahma Rudra Dikoti Raratna Spuratka Dini Rajana Radhitangrim. I worship that Ramachandra whose smile with reddish lips reminds me of the pretty moon, who has a luster of thousands of moons and suns, whose feet are worshipped by the light of billions of gems that are present on the crowns of Brahma and Rudra, who are bending and worship at his feet. Purav Pranjalinanjaneyadi Bhaktan Swachin Mudraya Bhadraya Bodhayantam Bhajeham Bhajeham Sadaramachandram Twadanyam Namanye Namanye Namanye. I always worship and worship that Ramachandra, who is surrounded by the saluting Hanuman and others, and who teaches eternal knowledge by the Chinmudra symbol in his hands. Chinmudraya Bhadraya Bodhayantam. And says, other than you, Twadanyam, Namanye, I do not think of anyone. I do not think of anyone. The Chinmudra symbol is when the forefinger, which stands for the Ahankara ego, is freed from the hold of the three fingers and is brought to meet the tip of the thumb, forming a circle, which is no beginning or end, standing for infinity. The Ahankara in the form of the forefinger usually is with the three other fingers of the hand, standing for Sattva, Rajas, Tamas, or the three states of experience, waking, dream, and deep sleep, and hence has built up many identities, hoping to gain the limitless. Yada mat samipam kritantas sametya prachanda prakopair bhatair bhishayen mam tada vishkaroshi tvadiyam swarupam sadapat pranasham sakodanda banam. When the god of death comes before me, Matsapipam Sametya, and threatens me with his powerful, angry soldiers, causing me fear, then please bring before me your form that is armed with the Kodanda bow, which will remove all fear of dangers from me. A note on the Kodanda or Sharanga bow, which is notable because it has been used by three avatars of Vishnu, Parshurama, Rama, and Krishna. The bow is offered to Sri Rama by Parshurama, the previous incarnation of Vishnu. In the Ramayana, Parshurama, the Brahmin warrior who upholds Dharma, destroys the arrogant Kshatriyas and regales the story of the Kodanda bow. Vishwakarma had created the bows of Pinaka and Sharanga to settle the question of the superiority of Vishnu and Shiva. Vishnu is victorious, and Shiva presents his bow to the king of Mithila, Janaka. Vishnu's bow is passed down to Richika, who presented it to Jamadagni, Parshurama's father, and Parshurama claims it after his father's assassination. Parshurama challenges Rama to fight him, if indeed Rama is able to string the bow. When Sri Rama achieves this, the warrior admits defeat and retires to his abode. Nije manase mandire sannidhehi prasida prasida prabho ramachandra sasaumitrina kaikayi nandanena swashaktyanubhaktyana samsevyamana. Please come in my mind and be present in that temple. Be pleased, prasida. Be pleased, Prasida, O Ramachandra. Served by Bharata, Lakshmana, and Shatrughna, please help this devotee who serves you with bhakti by your power. Bharata was Kaikeyi's son, while Lakshmana and Shatrughna were sons of Sumitra. All brothers loved and served Sri Rama in their own way. Bharata became the king designate after Sri Rama's exile, but went to him in the forest and asked him to return to Ayodhya after their father had died. Since Rama refused, Bharata carried back Sri Rama's padukas, placed them on the throne, and ruled Ayodhya from Nandigram, a village on the outskirts of Ayodhya. Bharata was an excellent leader, acting as the very embodiment of dharma. Although Bharata was the king, it was Shatrughna who undertook the administration of the whole kingdom of Ayodhya. Shatrughna was the only solace for the three queen mothers during the absence of Rama, Lakshmana and Bharata from Ayodhya. Svabhakta graganyai kapishai mahishai ranikai ranekai sharama prasida namaste namostvi sharama prasida prashadhi prashadhi prakasham prabhumam. Be pleased with me, O Ramachandra, who is surrounded by great devotees, great monkey lords, kings and chieftains. I worship you, my Isha Rama. Be pleased with me. Bless me. Bless me with light, Prakasham, O Prabhu, O Lord. Tvamevasi daivam param me yadekam suchaitanyametatvadanyam namanye yato bhudameyam viyadvayutejah jalor vyadikaryam charam cha charam cha. You alone are daivam, the ultimate for me. I do not consider any other power except you. As all the bhutas like space, air, fire, water, earth and its effects, which are mobile and immobile, have come from you. Namasachidananda rupaya tasmai namo devadevaya ramaya tubhyam namo janaki jivitesaya tubhyam namah pundarikaya takshaya tubhyam. Namaha to the one who is the nature of existence, consciousness and fullness. Namaha to him who is the lord of all devas, Rama. Namaha to him who is the consort of Janaki. Namaha to him who bears a lotus on his belly, referring to the Vishnu form. Namo bhakti yukta nuraktaya tubhyam namah punya punjai kalabhyaya tubhyam namo veda vidyaya chadhyaya pumse namas sundarayendira vallabhaya. Namaha to him who loves his devotees. Namaha to him who can be seen only as a result of good deeds. Namaha to the God of Vedas, the one to be known, and the first being. Namaha to the handsome one, who is the consort of Sita. Namo Vishvakartre, namo Vishvahartre, namo Vishvabhoktre, namo Vishvamatre, namo Vishvanetre, namo Vishvajetre, namo Vishvapitre, namo Vishvamatre. Namaha to him who creates the universe, Vishvakartre. Namaha to him who destroys the universe, or rather resolves the universe, Vishvahartre. Namaha to him who experiences the universe through all of us, Vishvabhoktre. Namaha to him who rules over the universe, Vishvamatre. Namaha to him who is the eye of the universe, Vishwanetre. Namaha to him who wins over the universe, Vishwajetre. Namaha to him who is the father of the universe, Vishwapitre. And Namaha to him who is the mother of the universe, Vishwamatre. Namaste, namaste, samasta prapancha, prabhoga, prayoga, pramana, praveena, madiyam, manastvat, padadvandva, sevam, vidhatum, pravrittam, suchaitanya, siddhyai. Namaha and namaha to the expert in the working and controlling of the entire world, samasta prapancha. My mind is engaged in the service of your feet, you who sustain everything, with the purpose of attaining the eternal truth. Shilapi tvadangri kshama sanghireno prasadadhishaitanyamadhatta rama narastvatpadadvandvaseva vidhanat Suchaitanyameti kim chitramatra. Even an ordinary stone getting the dust of your feet, O Rama, got her life back. And so by saluting and serving your two feet, if people get liberated, what is strange about it? This refers to Ahalya, a very beautiful woman created by Brahmaji and married to Rishi Gautama. After Indra took the form of Gautama and seduced her, Rishi Gautama was enraged and pronounced a curse that his wife Ahalya would become invisible without food, live on air, unseen by all beings, just like a stone. She would regain her body only after Sri Rama visits the hermitage and she serves him. And that is exactly how she met Sri Rama and was also liberated. Pavitram charitram vichitram tvadiyam naraye smarantyan vaham ramachandra bhavantam bhavantam bharantam bhajontal labhante kritantam napashyatyatonte. Ramachandra, those men who remember your sacred story, which is strange, pavitram charitram vichitram, and those who chant your names, you who is the destroyer of a sorrowful life, they obtain at the end what they desire and do not see the god of death in an untimely way. Sapunya saganya sharanyo mamayam Naro vedayo deva chudamanim tvam sadakaramekam chidananda rupam manova gagamyam param dhama rama. You who are in the form of blessings, the only one who can be counted, that man who knows that you are the greatest of devas, has surrendered to you, who has a real form, sadakaram, ekam, and yet whose nature is chidananda, eternal fullness, who is beyond mind and words, you who is Sri Rama, the ultimate abode. Prachanda pratapa prabhava bhibhuta prabhuta rivira prabhu ramachandra Balam te katham varnyate tiva balye yato khandi chandi shako danda dandam. Lord Ramachandra, who is the greatest, who is very famous all over, and who is the killer of his enemies, there is no need to describe your prowess, for even at a very young child's age, you broke the great bow of Lord Shiva. Dashagriva mugram suputram samitram సరీదుర్గమధ్యస్థరక్షో గణేశం భవంతం వినా రామవీరో నరో వా సురో వా మరో వా జయేత్ కస్త్రిలోక్యాం. ఆర్ దేర్ ఈదర్ హీరోస్ ఆర్ అసురాస్ ఆర్ దేవాస్ కేపబుల్ ఆఫ్ కిలింగ్ ద టెన్ హెడెడ్ వన్ అలాంగ్ విత్ హిస్ సన్స్ అండ్ ఫ్రెండ్స్ ఇన్ అ ప్లేస్ సరౌండెడ్ బై ద సీ ఎక్సెప్ట్ యూ ఓ లార్డ్ రామ? సదా రామ రామేతి రామామృతంతే సదా రామమానంద నిష్యంద కందం పిబంతం నమంతం సుదంతం హసంతం హనుమంతమంతర్భజేతం నితాంతం. ఆల్వేస్ చాంటింగ్ రామ రామ, హూ ఇస్ ఎవర్ డిలైట్ఫుల్ అండ్ అటైడ్ ఆఫ్ రియల్ హ్యాపీనెస్, డ్రింకింగ్ ఆల్వేస్ ద నెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ ద నేమ్ రామ, సెల్యూటింగ్ యూ అండ్ హ్యావింగ్ అ స్మైలింగ్ ఫేస్ ఇస్ హనుమాన్. And I pray to him always and always. Sada Rama Rameti Ramamritante Sada Rama Mananda Nishyanda Kandam Vibannan Vahamnan Vahamnaiva Mrityur Bibhimi Prasadata Sadatta Vaiva. I, who am always chanting Rama Rama, drinking daily the nectar of the name Rama, I am not afraid of death due to your uninterrupted grace. Asita sametai rakodanda bhushair saumitri vandyai rachanda pratapaihi alankeshakalai rasugriva mitrair రామాభిధేయైరలం దైవతైర్నః. నో అదర్ భగవాన్ ఇస్ రిక్వైర్డ్ బై అస్ ఎక్సెప్ట్ రామ, హూ ఇస్ ఆల్వేస్ విత్ సీత, హూ వేర్స్ ద కోదండ బో యాజ్ అన్ ఆర్నమెంట్, హూ ఇస్ బీయింగ్ వర్షిప్డ్ బై లక్ష్మణ, హూ ఇస్ వెల్ నోన్ యాజ్ అ గ్రేట్ హీరో, హూ ఇస్ ద గాడ్ ఆఫ్ డెత్ టు ద కింగ్ ఆఫ్ లంక, and who is a friend of Sugriva. Avirasanasthaira chinmudrikadhyair bhaktanjaneyaditattvaprakashaihi amandaramulair amandaramalair ramabhidheyairalam daivatairnah. Who is sitting on the throne of heroes, who shows the symbol of Chinmudra, who reveals the reality Tattva Prakashaihi to the devotee Anjaneya, Hanuman and others, who sits on the roots of the Mandara tree and who wears the garland of Mandara flowers. No other god is required by us except Rama. For the journey of devotion, we dwell with bhakti on his form and glories and how he pervades all his forms and also his limitless nature. None of these are different from each other. Asindhu prakopai ravandyai pratapai bandhu prayanai ramandasmitadhyai అదండ ప్రవాసైరఖండ ప్రబోధైర్ రామాభిధేయైరలం దైవతైర్నః. హు గాట్ వెరీ యాంగ్రీ విత్ ది ఓషన్, హూ ఇస్ సఫిషియెంట్లీ ఫేమస్ హస్ టు బి వర్షిప్డ్, హూ ట్రావెల్డ్ అలాంగ్ విత్ ఫ్రెండ్స్, హూ వేర్స్ అ ప్లెజెంట్ స్మైల్, హూ లివ్డ్ ఇన్ ద దండ ఫారెస్ట్ అండ్ హూ టాట్ ద వాస్ట్ నాలెడ్జ్. No other god is required by us except Rama, meaning he is the one and all. Hare Rama Sita Pate Ravanare Kharare Murare Surare Pareti Lapantam Nayantam Sadakalamevam Samalokayalokaya Sheshabandho. O Hari, the consort of Sita, the enemy of Ravana, the killer of Khara, Mura, and the killer of Asuras, please cast your graceful look on me, who always spends the time by chanting. O Lord, who is the relation of the entire world. When Hari is being called, he is referred to as Hari. Hari also means take away what is anartha, inauspicious. Here Shankaracharya beautifully says, Hare Rama, which is a part of the Maha Mantra. It also refers to Vishnu as Hari. Namaste Sumitra Suputra Bhivandya, Namaste Sada Kaikayi Nandanedya, Namaste Sadava Naradhisha Vandya, Namaste Namaste Sada Ramachandra. Namaha to him who is venerated by the son of Sumitra. Namaha always to him who is respected by the son of Kaikeyi, Bharata. Namaha always to him who is the friend of the king of the Vanaras, monkey-like humanoids. Namaha and Namaha always to Bhagavan Ramachandra. Prasida, prasida, prachanda, pratapa. Prasida, prasida, prachandarikala. Prasida, prasida, prapannanukampin. Prasida, prasida, prabho Ramachandra. Prasida, prasida, shower your grace, may you be pleased. You who have great fame, prachanda pratapa, shower your grace, he who is death to his enemies, may you shower your grace, you who are compassionate to all those who surrender to him, may you shower your grace, may you shower your grace, Prabhu Ramachandra. Bhujanga prayatam param vedasaram, Mudara Machandrasya Bhaktya cha Nityam, Pathansan Tatam Chintayan Swantaringas, Eva Swayam Ramachandrasya Dhanyaha, Evam Swayam Ramachandrasya Dhanyaha. He who reads or always thinks about in his mind daily this Bhujanga prayer of Lord Ramachandra, which is the summary of the Vedas, will attain Ramachandra and always be blessed. Rama, Rama, Rama.
You matter. Your life matters. What you do with your life matters. Thank you for listening. If you found this episode helpful and offering insight, I do hope you will consider sharing this with your friends, family, or on social media.
Would you like to receive an email every month that will bring to you more wisdom, more happiness, and more freedom? If the answer is yes, then our monthly newsletter, Arshavidya Bharati, is for you. It has articles on living our traditions, links to podcast episodes, articles and videos published elsewhere in the month, reflections about how Vedanta is changing the life of students, announcements about events and courses, profound Sanskrit sayings, and much, much more. And it's not too long. Do consider checking out this month's issue and also subscribe. The links are in the description of this episode.
The transcript of this podcast is available on discoveratma.com/category/podcast. I would love to hear from you. If you have a request or a reflection, please write to me at swaminiji@discoveratma.com. That's SWAMINIJI@discoveratma.com. As always, thank you for listening, and we meet next week.